TV and the daily BFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to BFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me in a little bit is going to be John Ramos. We are coming to you to begin to discuss what is happening right now prophetically. What does it mean? What's taking place? If you've been with us for quite some time, you've been hearing these things we spoke about prophetically, but they're actually unfolding as we speak, and we're trying to keep up with them. And remember, it's so important as we're talking about these things. It's not as important to know a whole bunch of news. It's important to know what to do with the news that you know. And so often we're just trying to, you know, we're being overloaded with information. But right now it's very, very important what's taking place as we're seeing things begin to escalate, where in Libya, reports are 21 Christians were beheaded in Libya. 21 Christians were beheaded in Libya. And our own president calls them Libyan citizens, Libyan victims, reports are, and not even Christians. And in France, when radical Islamists is there as well, went there into a kosher grocery store and killed the Jews, some of the Jews that were there. It was just a random violence against French citizens. And it's like, what's going on? Why in the world? What's happening with this? And so we're going to be talking about in today's program about, you know, getting a biblical perspective. This is serious times. I mean, some of the things that are being said, you know, by, Glenn Beck, for example, and his program, as he systematically talked about these things over a period of years now, and each of these things have come to pass, is we're on the edge of potentially World War III taking place in the world. I mean, these are major things taking place, and so we want to talk about those today. But also we want to be able to talk about, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming to Congress. I believe it's on March the 3rd he's going to be here. And what does that mean? I mean, he comes here, and he's coming to speak at Congress. He was invited by the Speaker of the House. The White House is upset that he was coming to talk, but on March the 3rd, we need to keep that in the person, and we're going to talk about what does that actually mean, and what is he saying about him coming? And remember, too, the elections in Israel is March the 17th, and we want to be able to pray for God's will over the leadership of Israel and pray for, and some of the alleged reports are that people in our government is trying to interfere with Israel's elections. The person who is running against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, it's like, if the reports are right now about the Prime Minister of Israel, he's just trying to protect his people, you know, and it's like, what a great concept. I think we need to do that in America as well. And finally, remember that the four blood moons that we've been talking about and speaking about, that right after this, on April the 3rd, is the next blood moon, and things are just escalating across the world, and it's like, we want to make sense of this. But first, we want to go to the BBC and the reports about how Egypt, which this prime minister or this president Sisi out of Egypt, is amazing how he's standing up for Christians, and he responded to Libya. He responded to Libya and the radical Islamists as they went in and beheaded 21 Christians, Coptic Christians. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This is amazing. You're looking at right now over 21 reported Christians that are being beheaded, have been beheaded in Libya. Right now you're looking right over my shoulder. And it's like, how did this happen? We're going to come back to this image in a minute. But let's go back to a prayer breakfast that just happened a couple of days ago with our president, President Barack Obama, and what he said about the crusaders and about us getting on our high horse. Take a look at this.
Part of what I want to touch on today is the degree to which we've seen professions of faith used both as an instrument of great good, but also twisted and misused in the name of evil. As we speak around the world, we see faith inspiring people to lift up one another, to feed the hungry, and care for the poor, and comfort the afflicted, and make peace where there is strife. We heard the good work that sisters done in Philadelphia. And the incredible work that Dr. Brantley and his colleagues have done. We see faith driving us to do right. But we also see faith being twisted and distorted, used as a wedge, or worse, sometimes used as a weapon. From a school in Pakistan to the streets of Paris, we have seen violence and terror perpetrated by those who profess to stand up for faith, their faith. Profess to stand up for Islam, but in fact are betraying it. We see ISIS, a brutal, vicious death cult that, in the name of religion, carries out unspeakable acts of barbarism, terrorizing religious minorities like the Yazidis, subjecting women to rape as a weapon of war, and claiming the mantle of religious authority for such actions. We see sectarian war in Syria, the murder of Muslims and Christians in Nigeria, religious war in the Central African Republic, a rising tide of anti-Semitism and hate crimes in Europe, so often perpetrated in the name of religion. And so how do we, as people of faith, reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths, operating alongside those who seek to hijack religious for their own murderous ends. Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Well, you know, these are truths in regards to the Crusaders was a reality, and Inquisition was a reality, and Jim Crow was a reality, and slavery was a reality. But the aspect of when these, you know, we're talking about, let's not forget the Crusaders and what was done. What we just heard in BBC's report is that they called themselves beheading the Crusaders. That's what they called the Coptic Christians in Libya. So they took the words, the very words that our president spoke a few days ago, and saying, let's not forget the Crusaders, and they went and beheaded 21 Christians in Libya, the reports are, Coptic Christians, and they said, we're beheading the Crusaders. Words matter. These things matter. And it's almost like our history of the world and our history of America is being used to tear down America instead of build America and learn from what's going on. But you look back, if you look a little bit, the most traveled Secretary of State in American history, I believe, I'm not sure, was Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. You remember when she was in office, she was hitting all these places. She was visiting every one of them with Uma, her assistant, a daughter of the head leaders, reportedly, of the Muslim Brotherhood. Going to each of these places, and now we're looking at Islam radically just transformed. But what do you remember what she said about Libya? Remember, there used to be a leader there in Libya. But now there's chaos there. As a matter of fact, I want you to see Secretary of State Hillary Clinton right now and what she said about how we came there, how she came there, and the ramifications of it, and look at Libya today. Watch this.
No, it's so. I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed reports.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to do with your visit?
No, I'm sure it did.
Okay, I want to see that again. Let's watch that one more time.
No, it's so. I mean, that is the land of unconfirmed reports.
Yes, we came, we saw, he died.
Did it have anything to to do with your visit.
No, I'm sure it did.
I'm sure it did. And look at the chaos there today. Look at what's going on. 21 Christians just lost their head who potentially got their identity from a prayer breakfast that was held in America when our president said, let's not get on our high horses here. Remember the Crusaders. And of all the things that you don't want to do at a time like this is to fuel the opposition that's hurting people around the world. And it's like they use that information to go and start killing people, hurting people. And it's like, you know, what's happening right now? I know the reports of a CBN news reporter that was in the ISIS battle going on over there in the beginning stages, and they asked the question. They said, what's their motivation? Why are they doing what they're doing here in the Middle East and in Iraq? And they said they believed, I'm not saying this is true or not, but they believe that our president is for them, supporting them in what's going on. And we get back from this break in a moment. We're going to talk about, which I don't believe necessarily that's true, but that's what they believe. But when we go back and look at what does Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, what does community organizers based on that kind of system, what do they do and what are some of the things they maintain? Because one of the things they talk about in these 13 Rules for Radicals is that you have to maintain a sustained militant effort to be able to organize people. And it's almost just like that right now. We're seeing sustained militant effort to be able to shift things. And it's like, okay, if that's not really what's going on, what's really going on in the world? Is the world being organized by these Rules for Radicals concept? Is the whole world, you know, which that book, by the way, is dedicated to Lucifer. You can see this on our VFNTV.com. We have it up for you. And it's also, the back cover is dedicated to our president and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying that they were mentored by Saul Alinsky. More when we get back from this break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Hi, I work in a major retail store in Massachusetts on the overnight shift.
Okay.
And we're allowed to have our radios down low in our aisles that we stock, but I was told that I cannot have any religious music, that it was in our handbook that they gave us, which I looked in the handbook, and it is not there at all.
What about other music? Is other music being played by other employees?
Any other kind but religious, which is me, which I'm a Christian.
Well, privately owned companies have a lot of rights that public institutions would not, but one thing is I think they've got it wrong. They probably think, somebody in human resources thinks, that allowing Christian music to be played while you're doing work are somehow a violation of the law, and that's just not the case. And they've got it wrong here, to be quite blunt.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
There we go. We are talking about what's taking place in Libya. What's taking place in the Middle East? What's taking place in America? Mm. I mean, think about this. What's going on in the world? And we've been talking about this in regards to the world's being organized. I mean, it's being organized. That our president said very specifically that the Arab nations need to be organized, something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear an organizer saying things need to be organized, you need to, you know, what does that mean?
Pay attention, yeah.
And the thing about it is, this is not the first president that's tried to organize the Middle East. As a matter of fact, you have the Sykes-Picot organization that took place after World War I with the Ottoman Empire being all cut up, and it's like, it's not the first. But the question is, are you organizing against God? Are you organizing against Israel? Against Christians? And you think right here, you're looking right here, you know, these 21 reported Christians that are beheaded in Libya. You're looking at Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that she was part of removing, and so was he, President Obama. Remember, they sent air support to go and behead
or behead, to, he had to behead the government to remove the leader of the government there.
Gaddafi.
You remember he was brutally, you know, beat and he was killed
drug in the streets
and all that. And so when you saw, you know, our, you know, you saw, you know, Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, laughing like that and arrogance, it's like, these are human beings.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, pride is going to be our downfall. Arrogance is going to be our downfall.
Absolutely.
That, you know, it's tragic that any woman died, but the fact that we laugh, we came, he's dead, and then we laugh, and you're the Secretary of the United States of America, and prophetically, now what happened? The church just lost 21 members' heads. Mm. Christians just got beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about this. You think, I mean, it's like, what is going on?
The same place you had Benghazi and Ambassador Stevens, who was killed. And
yes, that's in Libya. Of course, those that you don't know, that's actually in Libya and the mysterious death of him, and it was blamed on the video. But going back, and so when you think about this, that you saw where our president just credited when he was talking at the prayer breakfast about, let's not get on a high horse to talk, you know, about the Crusaders, remember these things. Well, they just credited in this beheading video that this radical jihadist people dead in Libya. They said that it was they were killing Crusaders.
Mm.
They were killing Crusaders, and notice how our history is being used against us. It's effectively being used against us. It's amazing, and so and just because people who hate America are using America's history, and they're right. We don't have to give them an A in the test.
Right.
And then let them kill someone. I mean, we own our mistakes. We talk about the evil that took place in our country, but you don't surrender the country.
Mm-mm.
You don't surrender our Constitution, you know? And it's like, and so here they're being called Crusaders. He brought up Crusaders, you know, at the prayer breakfast. And so many were upset that happened there. But then you have the Libyans. He called them Libyan victims. He didn't even call them Christians. Reports already called them these ones that were beheaded for their faith in Jesus Christ. I mean, even the Pope saying they were beheaded because of their faith in Jesus Christ. They wouldn't deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They wouldn't deny him. Mm. By the way, to accept Muhammad is to deny Jesus as the Son of God, because Islam, the people talking about innocent religions. Well, there's all kinds of religions out there, but the thing about Islam, it says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. So to accept Islam is to deny Jesus. Mm. It's to deny Jesus. It's a very important for a Christian, because you deny Jesus and your eternity's set.
That's right.
Unless you repent. And so they would not deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only way to God. And the Pope was even saying that's the reason why they were killed.
Mm.
And it's like, we talked about this, a day of reckoning's coming. A day of reckoning's coming for the entire earth. I mean, in America, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were talking about, you know, Kechara Bradford in Texas, how God had given her and some of our other friends down in Tampa, Florida, and others, and Rick Joyner with the Morningstar Ministries, prophetic encounters and dreams, letting know that you know, it's not, you have to understand, the devil does not have one up on God.
Mm-mm.
A day of decisions coming for the church. We're going to have to choose who we're going to serve. I mean, this is like the top of Mount Carmel, and it's like Elijah's coming before the whole nation and saying, who are you going to serve? The assumption would be, prior to Elijah having the encounter on top of the mountain, is that everybody's serving God. The truth was, in their appearance, in their mouths, they were serving God, but their hearts were far from him. And so a point of decision came when they said, God said, I'm going to change leadership here. I'm going to change things. Today, you need to make a decision. And that's where we are right now. So if you lean on the fact of like, oh, I'm terrified and these bad guys are coming and this is going, you're missing the whole point. The reason why this day has come is because we have been not right with God.
Mm.
We've been trying to serve all these other gods and try to make God who we want him to be.
Yeah.
Instead of us submitting to God as he is. And accepting Jesus Christ is the only way to God. So a day of decision is coming. And I really believe it's going to be good for America, because, you know, the church is going to wake. All the false gospel, or you know, Steve Hill called it, you know, an avalanche of false teachings was piling up on top of this mountain. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come down and destroy everyone, because these false teachings. And you have to literally speak truth. And it's like blowing holes firing shots into this snowy banks to keep this flaky false teachings from coming down and destroying the Christians who were in a retreat at the bottom of this dream. Right. I mean, it was a dream that God had given him. And he wrote a book called Avalanche. We have it available for you on the VFN Torch. But then this is that. But to me, it just means that you can begin to speak truth. You can find out, what truth is and get rid of these flaky teachings that are so, fleshly oriented. Just it's all
sugar-coated.
I don't even know what it is. But you have, so he's calling, the president's calling these 21 Egyptian Christians that were beheaded, he's calling them Libyan victims. Mm. And then over in France, when they went and at first attacked, the guy who's the journalist who did the cartoon of Muhammad, which, if anybody's doing that, you're just provoking a fight. There's no need for that. You're just stirring things up. But they went to kill the journalist who did the cartoon. But after that, they defaulted right to a kosher, which means, a food that Jews can eat. And they went right to the store and began to kill Jews. Our president called them random violence is how they lost their life. Random violence. Mm. He's not calling these enemies of humanity radical Islam, nothing, Islamic terrorists. People have done things for years in the name of Jesus, but you got to say, hey, that wasn't right for the Crusaders to do what they did. It wasn't right for the Inquisition to take place. It wasn't right for Jim Crow. It wasn't right for slavery. And this ain't right either.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
Although they identify themselves as Islamic and they say that this is what Muhammad teaches, our president won't even agree with what they're calling themselves.
Well, the difficult thing is what they're doing is in the Quran.
Yeah, it is.
Versus the church, when you're looking at, the old covenant and we're walking under the old covenant, which there was stoning in the old covenant. There was all these laws that look kind of familiar about how to live right before God. But then God sent his son because we could not be saved under the law. The law didn't save us. So what happened was God sent his son and separated us from this old law, this old covenant, which says, all the things that you see people trying to move legalistically, trying to please God, whether it's God or not, depending on what they're looking into, it's like, that's not, God separated himself from all that with his own son. Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. So we, our faith in Jesus Christ, this is why these false religions, and especially Islam's attacking Jesus, because he's your only doorway to God. He's your only doorway to God. And if you allow these lies of the enemy to shut that door off in your life, you have no access to God. You have none. There is no other way. Every other way is a thief and a robber. And I'm looking at, this sustained militant effort that's going on right now. And it makes me think about Rules for Radicals and what our president and Hillary Clinton were trained up in and mentored by Saul Alinsky. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an iSomething or an something, and put it on your desk at work and, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world, you can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker on the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what
This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee mm-hmm. while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I want to talk about this radical Islam that's taking place. And remind you, we have this available to you on the VFN Torch. It's a series called Organizer of the Day versus Organizers of the Night. You know, kind of a play on the words of community organizer, mm-hmm. because I was a community organizer. So I can speak from authority of being when I went to training for PICO, Pacific Institute of Community Organizing, out in California and in Applegate, Jesuit Priest Retreat. And before I was enlightened about what was going on, you know, I realized that, you know, this organization is using the church, using Christians, because they have a heart, they want to do something mm-hmm. positive. But using them as, you know, I don't know, useful idiots. I don't know. that was the word, right? That was one of the quotes. But just to, and so, as if we can't organize ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we can organize ourselves. We don't need the world to come organize us.
Right.
And the one that was you know responsible for out of Berkeley that was involved in that at the particular time, I just kept getting a check in my spirit because my pastor at the time had asked me to check this out and help out and that type of thing. And it was a great concept about helping in the community. But I finally just talked to this guy at a restaurant one day. I was on the island, Pensacola Beach Island, and I was having lunch with him. And I just finally, because everything I asked him, he's like, he had an answer for it, but it still wasn't right.
Right.
And I finally
It
sounded right. And I finally just said, who is Jesus to you? That's a very important question, you know. Who is Jesus to you? And he said, he is a teacher and a carpenter.
Wow.
And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. I was like, oh my goodness. You're in the body of Christ and you don't know him. You're using the body of Christ to organize and get your, you know, whatever, Berkeley, whatever. By the way, yeah. You know, I've learned more about Berkeley since then. Hmm. And of course I stepped down from that, and it can be good causes, but doing things the wrong way. But it makes me think about Marshall Gantz. Marshall Gantz, and we have this available for you on the VFN Torch. You can watch the entire Bill Moyer program. Your public television, you know, sitting here interviewing. I think this guy's like, he's real loyal to communism, you know.
Yes, he is.
So Bill Moyer, but Marshall Gantz, he was known for, you know, organizing the produce workers and all in the 60s, and did some, you know, got some mm-hmm. great things worked out in regards to different folks and civil rights that was taking place. But I didn't know. I found this out when I was watching his interview that, and you can see this, that he was asked to come on to the president's campaign, so which makes sense, because if Marshall Gantz is a community organizer and Barack Obama is a community organizer, right. It's sort of like if I'm in law enforcement, I may have a law enforcement friend that I have come sure. and help me in whatever I'm doing. That's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that shocked me was, and this is when I first got exposed to Rules for Radicals, because I didn't know it existed, and he said he says when you're organizing folks, you have to understand that organizers, and it's sort of like what Saul Alinsky says, he says. Mm. So that's the first time I really heard about him in the context of something being said. And so this is what he said on the interview. Marshall Gantz on Bill Moyer's interview. It says, it's like Saul Alinsky says, organizers have to be well-integrated schizoids because you have to polarize to mobilize and depolarize to settle. But without polarization, you'll never go into mobilize anything. And yeah, then there's a time to negotiate. And this is huge because everything's being polarized. Polarized, you can basically think of it this way. You know, you had two people walking together. By the time they finish organizing them, one is up and one is down. One is right, one is left. You know, one is yes, one is no. They separate. Polarization means everybody's divided. So right now you're looking at a divided world. You're looking at a divided America. You're looking at divided people. And this is what Jesus said. He said, any nation, any home divided against itself will fall. Well, somebody who doesn't understand that Jesus is God, that he knows what he's talking about, thinks you can play around with this. Hmm. So potentially there could be some false sense of this will work. But actually, divide and conquer. I mean, that's always been the thing to do. And so you're looking at everything divided, and so everybody's polarized, and this is why they come in with those tactics and say, according to Saul Alinsky, you know, which you can see even the back cover of the book, you know, it's dedicated. They talk about, you know, Barack Obama that time and Hillary Clinton.
In the front.
Yeah, and what's the quote say on it?
The quote in the front of the inside cover says, "Lest we forget."
And this is the dedication of the book. So he's talking about the front. Okay, go ahead.
"Lest we forget at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment, God, and did so effectively that he has at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer."
And so on the front dedication of this book is dedicated to Lucifer. On the back of it, it is recognition of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton prior to them being in their offices. Mm-hmm. Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's paper, her thesis in university was written on the tactics of Saul Alinsky. And it's their mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus says, you know, that you know, whoever your mentor is, that's whose spiritual child you are, I guess you would say. And he talks about it in Revelation chapter 2. He says, he's dealing with Jezebel, and he says Jezebel wouldn't repent. And he says, and those who follow her teaching, she has children who follow her teaching. And so you can kind of get that comparison. It's like, you know, so they were mentored by Saul Alinsky, reports are. Chicago Tribune definitely credited them for that. And which means their brother and sister, if they have the same father, if they have the same mentor, their father, Saul Alinsky. And Saul Alinsky's book dedicates this whole tactic. This is not a new tactic. It's been used. I mean, children who are moving in the flesh use these tactics. It's just organized and written out. Bullies use it in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but as he said, let's give a shout out to the very first one that used these tactics, which was Lucifer. He organized a third of the angels in the presence of God against God. I mean, how do you do that? How could you convince a third of the angels who were created by God that something outside of God is better, instead of you're trying to convince them that you are better than God, you have a better plan than God? And when you're confronting and organizing against Israel, and we're about to talk in a moment about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu coming into America, they're upset. It's messing up their paradigm, their polarization, because they're seeing the unity of Congress come together and stand with Israel. That messes up the polarization. Because if we unify, if we stand together, remember, it's on our money and our logo or our insignia for America is, you know, e pluribus unum. Though we're many, we're one. And they're wanting to flip that. Though we're one, we're many. They're wanting to just divide us out. Well, it's us working and walking together. And one thing that in those 13 rules for radicals, and we have it broken down, you can listen to the entire series. It's free. It's available to you. The VFN Torch goes go to series. And it takes each of these rules and breaks them down and shows the dark side, you know, what the rule is. But then it says, you know, what should be the biblical response to that? Because just going, I caught you, or that's wrong, or you can't do that doesn't resolve anything. How are we supposed to react as Christians when we start seeing these things happen? And so that's why it's so important to listen to it. You know, God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We have to begin to say, you know, what's going on? And one of the rules is that you have to maintain a sustained militant action. If you're going to organize the people to polarize them, to get things to go your way, you have to have a sustained militant effort that they stay focused on. And of course, this was written in the 70s, you know, so he says, you know, if it goes on too long, it gets dragged or something that nature talks about it. Well, they tried to organize through, you know, Guy Fawkes and the 99%. They tried all these different things to organize the world. And they had to pay them, you know, they had to pay the Americans.
And
to
feed them.
Feed them, reportedly. And every time Jordan, they say, when people rise up in Jordan, they just give them more money and they go back and buy big screen television. Everything's fine.
Wow.
But now that they've gotten, you think about it, because we just reported in a previous program that Iranian citizens are saying they're using American weapons. ISIS is using American weapons. And the report of ABC News, she's saying, yes, they are. This is correct. You know why? Because we pulled out of Iraq. How do we pull out of Iraq? We pulled out of Iraq in such a way that they came down and took all those weapons. Congress, there was members of Congress that were saying, don't pull out this way. You need to keep a presence there. And our president was like, pull out, pull out, pull out. And what happened? It armed ISIS. All those weapons and stuff, not all of them, but reported the weapons. How do you get weapons into the militant, sustained militant effort?
You leave them there.
Well, you just leave them there. We just kind of gave them Iraq, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the tactics in Rules for Radicals, this is so important. This is not a movie. This is real. Is they have to maintain a sustained militant effort. You don't. They're not going to put out ISIS. They're not going to put water on that fire because that's what's organizing the world. I mean, you got Middle Eastern countries working together that never worked together before good, but they're working together, like as an Iranian citizen saying, because American weapons are attacking us that you put in their hands.
Yeah, I mean, if you really think about it, right now ISIS is involved in parts or in these countries, in Libya, in Yemen, in Iraq. They just pulled Jordan in. Now they're putting in Egypt. And there is no American leadership, no coalition with the government to really get in there and pull and deal with ISIS. And it's like exactly what you're saying. They're using that whole—and Israel's next.
Everybody would wonder. This is, you know, I was losing my mind until God showed me that. We cried out, God, what's the answer? What's really going on? You were screaming at your television. I mean, you're like, what's going on? And the answer was that they know these things are going. These are highly intelligent folks.
Right.
They're strategically making moves based on what they believe is right for the world, and they're organizing the world using Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals methodology, which understand that President Barack Obama and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, they really believe in those. She wrote her whole thesis on it. And obviously, it worked with a third of the angels as they give a shout-out, you know, in the presence of God, but the problem is you don't end up in a good place when you get on the devil's side to be able to organize against Israel, against God's folks. Yeah. And isn't it interesting? It's always JJ. What happens to the Jews in this? What happens to the Christians in this? You know, Jesus and the Jews. And you think about it, you always have to ask the question, well, look what happens when they do these tactics.
Yeah.
What happens is Israel gets pressured. Israel gets on the bad side. They all of a sudden, as a matter of fact, I want you to see this video right now. This is a Jew. Yeah, when we get back from this break, we're going to go right to break and come right back. I want you to see this Jewish man walk, I believe it's 10 hours in France. You have to see what happens as a Jew is walking through the streets of France or Paris and hear what happens to him. When you hear our president defending, you know, Islam, this is what Islam feels about. This is what Islam in Paris feels about Jews and Christians. More when we get back from the break.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I was talking with Peter earlier, and he's a milk drinker.
The real stuff.
The real stuff. And he's asking me, because he always sees...
Does he have sinus problems?
I don't know.
Okay. It produces a lot of stuff.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's... He was looking in the fridge and he was talking about it. And he says, "Yeah, well, I'm out of milk. You know, can I have some of the soy?" And I said, "Yeah, man, go for it." And he's like, "Well, I saw that one in about a week ago. Is it still good?" He's like, "Cause if I get milk, it's gone and bad in like 5 days." And I said, "Yeah, man, you didn't know that the benefits of soy, it lasts for like twice as long." And he looks at me and he's like, "I didn't know. I was just expanding. Wow. I was expanding his horizons." And he's like, No way. He's like, when did you? So I reach in the fridge and I pull out one of the cartons and I'm like, yeah, man, I got this one last month or last week and it expires next month. And he's like, he was like a changed man right there. He's like, I got to get me some soy. I never knew there were so many benefits of soy. So you know what? I think that we have actually converted Peter and he's now a soy consumer.
He's a soy man.
Greg Lancaster. Welcome back. This is a video where this Jewish man wants to give us a little insight. What is it like to be a Jew in Paris? Mm-hmm. And I mean, you could, to me personally, you know, that this would be great if somebody would do this in America for as a man of color, by the way, because I would love for people to actually see what it's like. So, but this is a man, he's a Jewish man, and he's walking through Paris and he's undercover. He has a camera on him, but nobody can see the camera. And understand, our president says, you know, in a paraphrased way, his first speech in Cairo was, I consider it my job to defend Islam from every negative stereotype, to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam in the world, wherever it may be found, something of that nature. And it's like, are we fighting against what's happening to the Jewish people right now? We call, you know, Christians being beheaded in Libya, Libyan victims. We call Jews being killed in France, random violence. But do we say that it's being done in the name of Islam? Look, this is what's happening as we speak. You can watch. I want you to get ready to read what's being said because obviously they're going to speak in French. But it's not a lot of words. You can actually see the words on the bottom. But he's putting on his hat, and he is walking yarmulke, and he's walking through the streets of
Paris.
And listen to what's said to him. These things, names, and they spit on him, and everything. Just walking through the streets. Is this what we want for Christians and Jews in America? Is this what we want? Well, according to Valerie Jarrett. She said at Stanford University, you can see this, she made a statement that this is her goal, is to bring Islam into America and using the freedom of religion to be able to do it. And she feels like it's been pretty successful, I guess. Mm-hmm. And do we really want this in America? Take a look at this Jewish man walking through France, Paris, I mean.
"10 hours of silent walking through all areas of Paris wearing a kippah. Are you all right? Are you Jewish? I'm joking, the dog will not eat you. Dude, he came here to blank."
From the front and the back.
Jew. Spitting. Viva Palestine. Homo.
So you're looking at right now, you're looking at that, that's what's taking place. But do we hear our president saying, defending the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
Do we hear people standing up for the cause of the Jews? When they're the ones getting killed. Christians are getting killed. Jews are getting killed. Muslims are being killed too. And I hear people stand up for Muslims and they should stand up. Nobody should be killed. Nobody should. But it's like, this is so obvious. When they're talking about, you know, Muslims are experiencing persecution in America. Hello, look at the Jews and look at the Christians and what's taking place right now. And it's so out of balance and it's out of kilter. And it's, when you hear Valerie Jarrett talk, as we had on a previous program, her quote. This is what the whole thing is, to bring legitimacy to a religion that denies Jesus Christ into a nation that's a Judeo-Christian nation, which means we're a Jewish Christian nation. That's what the Judeo-Christian nation means. We're a Jewish Christian nation. And when you deny the Jews and you deny Christians, what are we other than a caliphate or an Islamic nation? That's all that's left in regards to that particular paradigm. And we're a Judeo-Christian nation, and we're founded on that. And so when you're talking about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu going to speak at Congress, United Congress, on March the 3rd, this is so important. And they're actually ridiculing him the same way that you're seeing happen right here with in Paris.
And this is Valerie's direct quote.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm an Iranian by birth and of my Islamic faith, and I'm also an American citizen, and I seek to help change America to be a more Islamic country. My faith guides me, and I feel like it is going well in the transition of using freedom of religion in America against itself. And this is being reported by Charisma News, something that she said, said the statement at Stanford University.
And so they asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, why are you going to Congress to speak? And he replies, why is he going to Washington? Why is he speaking to Congress? And why now? This is what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm going to Washington because as the Prime Minister of Israel, it's my obligation to do everything in my power to prevent the conclusion of a bad deal that could threaten the survival of the state of Israel. What a great leader.
Yeah, normal.
Yeah, what a great leader. And the deal is, is it March the 24th?
March the 24th is the deadline. The P5 plus one is all these countries that are coming together, China, the United States, Russia, Great Britain, in regards to the nuclear program, and Germany. And they've been giving sanctions to Iran, all these different, you know, at least six.
They're working on nuclear powers, reportedly.
Enrichment, nuclear weapon.
Which means they can bomb Israel, which is a couple feet away. Right. It's only 60 miles wide at its widest point. And he's saying, I got to do this in defense of my country. And it's for everybody's well-being that Israel survives, including America. But this is the dangerous thing. This is the dangerous thing. And I want to encourage you, you know, stay with us towards the end, because we're going to pray with you. We're not going to leave this thing undone. We're going to pray and ask God to be with you and give us wisdom. But America, our leaders are strategizing against organizing against using Saul Alinsky's tactics that were dedicated to Lucifer against Israel and against the Judeo-Christian dimension of America. When somebody says, you know, I'm for America, that's from that mindset. What they're saying is, I'm for an Islamic America. I'm not for a Christian America. As a matter of fact, our president said, you know, America is no longer a Christian nation. I mean, he said this.
Which is a far cry from our first president, George Washington, opening to the Bible, you know, and kissing it when he was sworn in as a president.
Yeah, because he went through what it took to be able to get, you know, a country. Yeah. And it's like, and so if you have not gone to Wall Builders yet, we're going to make that available to you on our links area. But so when this speech taking place in Congress is so important, call your congressperson and tell them, thank you so much for inviting him. The prime minister to Congress, but realize our president, our reports are that he's upset. The vice president is not even going to attend, and the secretary of state is not going to attend. And these are the ones who've been organizing Israel, who threatened Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a potential third Intifada uprising, and Secretary of State John Kerry, when we saw that on the news, you saw that here, and now they're like, we're not going to show up. And it's like, well, is your plans of strategizing, organizing against America, Israel not working? It's like, come on. This is good. It's good to stand with Israel. Listen, it really is. No matter what the world's convinced you of, it matters. The apple of God's eye. Listen, think about this. How could such a small piece of real estate cause you so much problems? Because it's God and you can't get rid of it. He's going to win. The problem is you got to be on the right side of that. And right now, you're being used to organize against God. So a fear of God, I just pray a fear of God would come over all the leaders who think they can organize against Israel and organize against a Judeo-Christian nation and against the church and be okay and call, you know, Libyan victims you know, 21 Christians being beheaded, just call them Libyan victims, or random violence for Jews. It's like, we got to stand up. This is so important. And the four blood moons, by the way, the next blood moon is on April the 3rd. April the 4th. And so this stuff is coming to a crescendo right here. And understand that if God is for you, who can be against you? So I just want to pray right now, John. Father God, we just lift up our audience. We pray for protection over them. We pray that you would give them wisdom. We pray that you would give them a spirit of being prudent and being prepared,
yes,
Lord God, and being vigilant in their prayer, but also in their action. Lord, I pray for our president and the salvation for him and his family, Lord God, and that you would stop this ungodly approach to trying to organize Israel. Lord, forgive us for the sin. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would begin to change things in our nation. Bring us back,
yes,
to the Judeo-Christian nation that you once, whether we once were, Father God, but forgive us for the sins of our nation, God. Help us to acknowledge the sins, take them to the cross, and move on to a brand new Christian nation as you want it to be. God, we ask you, Lord, for a third great awakening. God, we ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send, yes, revival, Father God. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. If you have not yet gone, go to VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors. They're great. I mean, they're just really great people. Think about it. They're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel. We need to do business with people who do business with God like that.
That's
in
right.
Our community, right? That means God will bless our community when we have businesses that will stand up like that. So make sure you swing by there and be able to visit them.